This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny 106.7 The Fan. Final in New Orleans. The Saints come all the way back 34-31. The Redskins led 31-16 with 127 seconds to play. 15-point lead, a 96.4% chance of winning the ballgame.
It peaked at 99.6, by the way. That was the peak win percentage.
Unfathomable.
According to the models.
They found a way to lose. And so here we are on a misery Monday. Let's give out some game balls and some gassers. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Samaje Perine. It's almost like giving you first team reps and a bunch of carries made you look better. 23 attempts for 117 yards. There was nothing particularly sexy here. I thought there were four or five really good runs, and then a lot of runs where he just got what was carved out for him. He was good. I don't think he was great. He's better than Rob Kelly, which is what I've thought for most of this season. And he's a guy that could absolutely get you 100 yards on 20 attempts almost every single week in this league. This is a marked upgrade from where you've been. Do I think that he's a home run hitter? No. Is he scary in any way? Is he going to make defensive coordinators game plan for him Wednesday and Thursday at any point? Probably not. Could you stand to still upgrade substantially at running back this offseason? Sure. I kind of think this is about what he is, but I think he's a good ball carrier who can pick up yardage and who's going to be effective, and it was a good game for him, and they needed him to be good. Thompson's out for the year. You got no Rob Kelly the rest of the year. It's him, some guy named Byron Marshall, who I didn't know before 3 days ago, and nobody else. The running back situation is officially a nightmare.
Gasser.
Redskins defense. Good job for 54 minutes, I'd say. Then you let up 200-plus yards, multiple drives, 11 for 11, Drew Brees down the stretch. The worst play, the Nader, probably the one we'll remember for the rest of the season as you don't make the playoffs once again and are 4-6 for the seventh time in the last 9 years is the juggled catch by Alvin Kamara where he had time to do a Harlem Globetrotters routine, pass it to himself, and four guys stood around and watched him jog casually into the end zone. Followed up subsequent touchdown passes where D'Angelo Hall was covering a guy, then sprinted away from the guy that he was covering for some unknown reason. Redskins defense, at one point, the Redskins had 100 more yards than did the New Orleans Saints, and you're getting ready to write your game story, ended up with 100 yards less because of that late game run. That was just embarrassing.
Josh Doctson can play football. If you don't think he can, you're just being Skip Bayless at this point. Mossing people, four catches for 81 yards. Now, here's my question. They didn't throw it to him in the second half.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what happened.
Jay Gruden said after the game he liked the other matchups. And I was asked after the game by a few people, why'd they go away from Doctson? Well, I would have been upset if they didn't move the ball with such ease. But when they're scoring points and they're amassing yardage, it doesn't really matter how they're doing it. So I'm not particularly frustrated Doctson wasn't involved after getting 81 yards in the first half, didn't catch a ball, didn't have a throw his way in the second half. Because if you look at some of the second half numbers for the Redskins, they went on a 12-play, 94-yard touchdown drive, a 75-yard touchdown drive, scoring enough points, over 30, to win the game. They had Ryan Grant get involved. They had Jeremy Sprinkle get involved. Jamison Crowder had a field day. So they set some other things up with Doctson early, perhaps. They doubled him. That's fine. I had no issue with that. But you saw the catches he made downfield, the 50-50 ball in the end zone he came down with out of bounds. The guy can play. He's just different. He's better than some of the other terrible early-round receivers they've drafted here. And if people tell you otherwise, just tune them out.
Gasser.
A lot of good from you, Jay Gruden, in this ballgame, including what Grant just mentioned. You put up 450 yards against one of the top five defenses in the league, 31 points, without any meaningful weapons. No Jordan Reed. Chris Thompson gets hurt in this game. There is a lot you deserve credit for. There's also a lot of blame you deserve. I know it's probably not your call directly 1v1 to challenge that play. You can't challenge that play. Somebody, the Secretary of Common Sense needs to stand there going, no. You don't want to just give this guy extra shine on the Jumbotron. This is the most clear catch in the history of the sport. It was so obvious. You're going to need that timeout later, sir. And you're best served not running a slow developing third and one bruising running play with 22 people stacked up in the box, spread people out and quarterback sneak it, or let your best player, a.k.a. Kirk Cousins, make a play. Probably second and four was the time to do that. Second and four was the time for a bootleg or giving some action where you say, hey, if it's not there, don't throw it away. Keep the clock running, et cetera, et cetera. Kirk's smart enough to do that. I hate the idea of trying to do something you're not good at to go win the football game. It's like getting beat with your fourth best pitch if you're a major league
pitcher. Those were a couple of my big issues with Jay's decision-making yesterday. But you're right. There's some game balls in that bag as well.
Going for the fake punt
on the fourth down from his own 15.
That was about to be season-defining.
That was unbelievable. And then the fourth and six when he went for it in plus territory, which not enough coaches do. Cousins made his throw of the year on a 25-yard completion to Vernon Davis, which was just beautiful catch in traffic. Better throw, amazing call. I mean, there was some really good from Jay.
Absolutely.
There was some bad, obviously, at the end of the game. That's kind of how the cookie normally crumbles.
Gasser.
Vernon Davis, two massive drops. You caught three balls for 67. You should have had five for about 90 in this game. He dropped a pass that would have been a first down on a second and long, set up a third and long and a punt in the second half on a three and out. That was a killer. It was the one drive in a three-drive sequence where they didn't score a touchdown. And if you get that, with that momentum, who knows what happens after that? Then the first play from overtime, the all-important coin toss, you win. Great. It's heads. We're all happy. Saints can't stop you. Please go move the football. First down and 10, play action boot, beautifully designed, great throw, hits you in the hands, catch the darn football. Dropped it again. Now he's dealing with some kind of injury, shaking his hand. He had some stinger. He got banged up in the shoulder. He probably was not healthy. I feel bad that I'm crushing you when you're not healthy and you're dropping the football. But those two drops were paramount to King's Dominion. They were just so big. Need you to catch the ball in big spots. He wasn't able to yesterday, and it killed him.
Gasser.
My opinion on a player has never reversed itself as much as it has for D'Angelo Hall. This is someone I used to not like from afar, and I basically worship the ground he walks on at this stage. He's a guy that can do no wrong for me. Just as someone that I, as a stand-up leader in the locker room, stories that you've told me, Grant, from when you're on the beat, how accountable he is, the kind of leader he is, will just, you know, call a show and stand up and answers every question. Awesome dude. Not a great game yesterday, is what I will say. I don't know how to make judgments about his career or what kind of fastball he has left or how much time he has left in the field. I know this. Guys were open. Guys were running free. The time he ran away from someone in the end zone that was going to be open that Drew Brees threw a touchdown to, didn't think he played a particularly good game yesterday. He'd probably tell you the same if you were to call us on the telephone. But that didn't look great.
800-636-1067 is the number. Game balls and gassers. Yours are next. Who gets a game ball for a gem of a performance? Who gets a gasser for stinking it up on a Sunday where you took an L in New Orleans? Kirk Cousins is on the show in a half hour. We will dive deep into that intentional grounding at the end of the game. Talk with him about Thursday's matchup with the Giants as well. You're listening to The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.